Hey, 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 welcome to the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. I am your host, Dr. Gigi Jasmine. The last couple of years have tested us in ways we have never been tested before. COVID-19 has changed our lives forever. It will never be the same again. We have experienced unemployment, inflation, travel bans, lockdowns, virtual learning, and not to mention the loss of our loved ones. All this craziness has threatened to rob us of our peace and our joy. And here we are hearing about another variant that threatens to undo all of our hard work. I am here to tell you that you are brave enough to thrive in this shifting market. I have four things that you can do right now to help you do this. Want to know what they are? Well, grab a pen and a paper and let's get started. Hey, 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 my name is Dr. Gigi Jasmine and I am obsessed with all things personal development and helping you face your fears, shatter your limiting beliefs, and show up messy in this process of creating a life and business that lights you up. I am the girl from the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere who put herself through school, became an educator, built a real estate business, and wrote the book on conquering your past. Is there a subject that's off limits? No way. Mindset, money, abuse, mental health, family, education are all topics we discuss here. This is the place where you will learn how to be a happy, vibrant, curious, productive, and brave woman who built a life she loves. Grab your lime water and your favorite cozy pillow and get ready to take messy action. This is the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show. This episode is brought to you by... The world is so chaotic today, wouldn't you say? You might even say that your life is chaotic. And you know what? That may not be too far from the truth. You are not alone in this because my life is chaotic too. And now we have a new COVID-19 variant to worry about. We are being threatened with the same things that we thought we have overcome or are overcoming, like lockdowns, high inflation, unemployment, travel bans. And what it's really telling us, it is tearing us apart. We feel so lost as if we have not accomplished anything. This craziness is robbing us of our peace and our joy. But I have to tell you that the world being crazy and chaotic and really being uncertain about it, uncertain about your next step, what will happen, uncertain about what the government will do and how they will do it, it's not new. We've been at this since the beginning of this earth. Okay, we have been at it before. And we know that it's not going to last forever. It will change. But in the meantime, we have to understand that really the circumstances don't make us. It's how we interpret them. It's how we see them. It's the stories we tell about them. That's what really affects our lives. So we have to be really careful how we interpret these events that are happening in our lives. What power... And that will dictate the power that we give them over our lives. I am here to tell you in this episode, you are brave enough to thrive in this shifting market. And that is it. The market is always shifting. The world is always shifting. Politics is always shifting. I mean, there are so many things that is constantly changing. But you have to know yourself and you have to know where you are anchored. You cannot be moved by every wind that blows. Because if that's the case, you're going to be in very real trouble. This is a time whenever there is so much uncertainty, whenever there is fear, whenever there is chaos in this world, it is the call. It is a call to you to be bold, to be brave, and to be courageous, and to take the scary action necessary for you to not only keep your life intact and to thrive, but also to impact those who may need your help to navigate this time of their lives. So because we are always attacked by these negative experiences and we seem to internalize them and then we seem to avoid them at all costs by really doing some unproductive things like drinking alcohol or doing drugs or, you know, being obsessed with social media and all that, this comparison crap that we do that really hurt us. But instead of doing that, there are four things you can actually do that can help you to really navigate this crazy time. This time that is telling us that, you know, we may have to wear masks forever, that we may have to be taking booster shots for how long, right? It seems like as the new variant comes, we're talking about a new booster shot. So I know that we are tired of masks. We are tired of vaccines. We are tired of just all these precautions, even though we know that they are good for us, but we cannot stop. We cannot give up. We have to continue. We have to be strong where we are so that we can eventually get out of this. So I have four things I want to share with you. A lot of the times that when we are experiencing these negative events, and, you know, we tend to call them negative events because it's uncomfortable, right? Perhaps in the future, we will see them differently. But it's the way that we interpret them, is the way that we perceive them, the way we tell the stories about these events that really affect our lives. Okay, if we see this dire, negative experience, then it will cause depression. It will cause so many negative impact on our lives that it's really not going to serve us well. So we have to reframe. So the number one thing you have to do, you know, as the world really give us these messages through all these events that are happening, we have to reframe the message, or we have to tell a different story, right? We have to tell our story within this COVID-19. We cannot let death and depression and high employment and high inflation take over our lives and actually be the story to tell. You know, my story will be a story of connection. Me having the opportunity to spend time with women around the world that I've never thought that would be possible. Now I have friends in Australia, in England, in Europe, and all over the place. Because I was able to invest time into them and they were able to invest time in me while we had downtime during COVID-19. And I will also tell the story of me bettering myself, me taking really messy action to really get to know myself and to really get to know the people that I'm supposed to serve. So we have to reframe the story. We have to reframe the message, because the story we tell ourselves is the life that we live. Okay, if we tell ourselves a story of our empowerment, a story of success, a story that helps us to thrive and have the energy to move forward and move on, then that's the story. We're going to move on because that's the story we're telling ourselves. But if we're telling ourselves that we have no power, no control, and that we are all going to die, guess what? We will not have the energy to do anything worthwhile. So number one, reframe the message, or tell yourself a different story, a more positive one. Number two, remain focused to the plan. You have a plan. Or if you don't have a plan, we need to talk. We need to talk because we need to have a plan for our lives. If we fail to plan, we plan to fail. So you need to have a plan for your life, what you expect to accomplish year in and year out, so that you can stay on track. What is your plan? What do you want to accomplish? Who do you want to be? Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Okay, all of these things are important. Remain focused to the plan. And like I said, if you don't have a plan for your life, to guide your life, we need to talk. We're going to be doing soon a vision casting workshop, and you might want to be part of it. And more information will come out later. Number three, revisit your training. Revisit your training. You know, when you are taking these courses, I don't know about you, but I have taken a lot of different courses. And I have taken courses from Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, Kathy Heller, Jenna Kutcher. Oh my gosh, Russell Brunson. So many people. And I have these courses in my portal right now. I can go visit those courses anytime I feel like it. And these courses inspired me to really take action and do what I am doing right now. So go back, revisit your trainings, your courses, the books that change your life, and the podcasts that you love and have listened to over the years that have made an impact in your life. Go back and re-energize, reboot yourself. Get going again. Get motivated. Remind yourself why you are here. Why do you have this plan to begin with? What is it that you want to accomplish with your time here? We cannot waste it. Like I said before, this time is for the bold, the brave, and the courageous. There's no other option. There is no other option. So revisit your trainings, your books, your courses, your podcasts, anything that will help to bring your mindset to where it needs to be. Number four, remain connected. Remain connected with your community. The community of people, like all of the courses that I've taken a part of, they have a Facebook community. They have these wonderful people there who are willing to network with you, who are willing to help with you, who are willing to listen to you and tell your story and really connect with you. Don't be the part of the silent minority. Don't just be in these groups and don't do anything or don't say anything and don't reach out to anybody. That will not serve you and that will not serve any other group member. You need to step up. You need to show up. You need to reach out to people and you will be surprised what kind of help you will get. So instead of having a doom and gloom party, thinking about how the world is coming to an end and how, my gosh, my life is messed up and will never recover and all these things happening, it is the end of the world. Instead of complaining about all these things, I want you to take a proactive approach. I want you to remember your plan. I want you to remember your why. I want you to remember exactly why you are here, right? What is it that you want to accomplish throughout this time? So I want to remind you again of the four things that you have to do during this time so that you can keep your mind set on higher things, on bigger things, and on moving forward rather than going backwards. Reframe, number one, reframe the message or tell a different story. Number two, remain focused on the plan, whatever plan you have created for yourself. Number three, revisit your training, your courses, your books, your podcasts. You know, perhaps there was one or two courses that really motivated you, inspired you to really change your life and take action. Go back and do that course over again. Number four, remain connected with a community, a group of people, like-minded people who are on the same journey as you are and are willing to help you navigate all of these bumps on the road. I would love it very much to connect with you. Please follow us on our Facebook page at the Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or you can join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers to get weekly motivation, inspiration, life tools and business tools to really empower you to take unstoppable action. Hey, 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 thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show and if you learned something, please tell us on our Facebook page, The Dr. Gigi Jasmine Show, or join us at Women Entrepreneurs Breaking Barriers on our Facebook page. Also, one of the best gifts you can give me is a review at Apple Podcasts. Hop on in there, And I want to hear from you. I mean, it encourages me and I get so excited when I get a message from you. Thank you so much again for listening. See you next time.